Hello, and welcome to Talking Back, the companion podcast of English study app Study Now. I'm your host, Scott, and once a month, I sit down with a guest and we select a few of the articles that appeared on Study Now and have a lighthearted discussion about them. Today's topics include a little girl tracking down Santa with a sample of his DNA, and then we'll dive into some regional differences here in Japan and abroad. Thanks for joining us today. Happy New Year, Jessica. How are you doing?
I'm good. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, so what did you get up to for New Year's?
My husband and I went to Korea for a week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He doesn't like spicy food. I was concerned about the situation in Korea. But he did good. He ate like lots of different stuff and was fine.
I mean, you can get spicy Korean food here in Japan, of course, but it's like on another level over there.
It's not just spicy. There's all kinds of different flavors. It's got like a really, similar to a lot of traditional Japanese food, they have a strong fermentation culture. So there's this like bean pastes and kimchi and all these fermented things that are umami rich. So we were definitely enjoying ourselves at mealtime.
Excellent. Excellent. For New Year's, it was pretty quiet for us, but our friends who live up in the hills here had a big bonfire at their house.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, right? Really fun because, you know, it's not something you can really do in the city. So they invited people to come over and bring anything that they wanted to burn, like from the previous year. One of the families, one of their kids, brought some bad test scores that he had, and he threw the papers on the fire. He promised to do better this year. I thought that was really cute.
I kind of like that. It's like a, you know, start the year with a clean slate. Get all the stuff that's holding you down, stressing you out. Get rid of that. Start over anew.
Exactly. Exactly. Our first topic today is from an article that appeared on Study Now on January 27th, titled U.S. Girl Sends Santa's Cookies to Police for DNA Test. A girl in Rhode Island in the U.S. sent a package of partially eaten food, including cookies and carrots, to the police department asking for a DNA analysis to find out if Santa is real. The police were impressed with her handling of evidence and her sense of truth. I liked hearing this part of the story at the very least, because when I was a kid, I set out both cookies and a carrot for the reindeer. Like, everybody sets out cookies, but mom and dad told me, like, hey, you got to put out a carrot for the reindeer too. They're pulling Santa's sleigh. Okay, so two questions for you. Did you put out cookies or carrots for Santa and the reindeer? And why did you choose this story? Because this was your choice.
Okay, so lots of people are surprised when I tell them this, but my parents never told us about Santa. Or, well, I shouldn't say they never told us about Santa. They told us from the very beginning that Santa was not real.
Oh.
So we always knew, like, there was this custom, but we didn't do it at our house. And our parents were always like, other kids your age believe this. Don't tell them otherwise.
Keep the secret.
Keep the secret. Because they didn't want pissed off parents calling and being like, your kid told my kid Santa's not real.
That would cause a lot of crying. A lot of crying children.
Yeah. It was a little bit of a weird situation because I can remember having conversations with friends where they were like, oh, Santa brought me this or whatever. And I was like, Santa brought you that. I've also heard a lot of stories from people where, like, finding out that Santa wasn't real was really traumatic for them. And I think it's not a good dynamic to be like, wow, my parents have been lying to me for years. And that's the thing about this story is, like, my first reaction was like, oh, the girl's so smart. Like, what a cutie. She's, you know, like an investigative reporter. She's digging into this. She's right. Got doubts. She wants to know. And I thought that was really cute. But then the police department played along and, like, made evidence files and stuff. Like, it's not just, oh, my parents have been lying to me. Since I was little, it's like, oh my God, the police have been lying to me. Everyone's lying to me. Is anything real?
What else? Are you even my real dad? Did the police, did they actually play along or did they say, as long as they handled it in a diplomatic way and said, you know, something like, your evidence was great. You know, we checked on our records. We didn't have any hits for this. Unless their dad had been arrested, in which case, you know, if there's, you know, dad's DNA and they're just like, oh, yeah, no, we got a warrant out for this guy.
That's the other thing is I was like, oh, what if she did this without her parents' knowledge? And it turns out her dad actually has, like, you know, has been committing murders a stay over or something.
And then the police show up and she's like, dad, no, you're Santa and a murderer. No.
Talk about trust issues.
Wow. Yeah, this could have gone really, really dark.
Yeah, I mean, it is a cute, like, feel-good Christmas story, but also there's a part of it that I was like, oh, this girl is really going to have some issues about lying when this all comes out.
Yeah, I hope she doesn't lose faith in the, you know, in the scientific process, you know, that she was trying to participate in, because, you know, that will serve her well over time, I think.
She's going to have a real strong bullshit detector.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, hopefully this just makes her stronger. Before moving on to our next story, let's have Jessica check in on the top five most popular stories on Study Now from the past month. What do you got for us this month?
All right. Starting with number five, self-driving baby stroller developed. Beep, beep.
This sounds much cooler than it is because, unfortunately, it doesn't self-drive while there's a baby inside. It only self-drives if there's not.
That's probably smart, though.
It's probably smarter, but it's not nearly as cool.
All right, number four. Drunk woman who blew up neighborhood sues bar that served her. I was really surprised that this was a Canadian. I was fully expecting it to be an American.
Yeah, this sounds like American selfishness. I guess we exported some to Canada. Sorry about that, Canadians.
We are a litigious people.
Yes, unfortunately.
All right, number three. U.S. Fitness Club bans new members on January 1st. Do that many people actually start on January 1st, though? Because aren't you, like, hungover on January 1st, and then you...
I can see what they're saying. They want to, you know, cut down on paperwork and unhappy customers. But also, if you're a business, do you really want to turn down any chance for money? I don't know. But also, I hate gyms because once you get in a contract with a gym, it is impossible to get out.
This is true.
In the U.S., gym contracts are insane. Like, there is no chance of getting out unless you move, like, an hour away by car.
Yeah, they're pretty ironclad contracts. Kind of like cell phones in Japan.
Right. Yeah. So, Study Now, top tip. Never join a gym in America.
Or go to the YMCA. You usually don't have to do, like, a long-term contract.
Right. Yeah, much better option.
All right. Number two. Eels confirmed in Dotonbori River.
Woo!
Always happy to hear stories about urban natural areas that are bouncing back.
Yeah. Yeah, very cool. Yeah, and especially, like, I'm glad that Dotonbori is clean enough because, like, I can imagine when it was dirtier.
Yeah. If I remember correctly from the article, it was a lot of, like, chemical waste as well.
Oh, yeah.
Was it Detroit where the river actually caught fire at one point?
Oh, my God.
It was definitely somewhere in the States, but there was actually enough petrochemical waste in the water that at some point it caught on fire.
Wow.
The river caught on fire.
Quick, get some water. We got to put out the fire. No. The water is what's on fire.
Yeah, not a good sign. All right. And finally, the number one story from this month is Japanese passport best in world.
Ooh.
I'm jealous.
So this means that without a visa, they can go to the most places, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. That would be nice. I would not mind having a Japanese passport, to be honest.
Oh my goodness. I would, if I didn't have to give up my U.S. citizenship, I would have naturalized years ago.
Right?
Yeah. But they make you give it up.
Why does life always make you choose things? I just want everything everywhere all the time. Is that so much to ask?
I mean, yes.
I guess it is technically by definition. Well, thank you very much for wrapping up the top five most popular topics from the last month. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Our final topic today is from an article that appeared on Study Now on January 1st, titled, Why Are Kansai Train Station Seats Sideways? A Tokyo reporter visited Kansai and noticed that the seats on some train station platforms were turned sideways to be facing 90 degrees from the train tracks. When he asked staff at JR West about it, they told him it was a measure to prevent drunk passengers from stumbling off the platform and onto the tracks. So yeah, this was my choice because, I mean, primarily just for that reason. I love simple solutions to hairy problems.
It's rather smart. I mean, it's certainly cheaper than the automatic gate thingies.
Yeah, which I also appreciate the automatic gates.
Those are great because there's been a lot of times just from crowding on the platform that I feel unsafe.
Right.
And like if the gate's there, you know, no matter how crowded it gets, I'm not going to get like nudged off.
Yeah, exactly. And this can be a good solution for smaller stations, you know, where there may not be a crowding issue, but drunk people might still be an issue or uncoordinated people like myself who may just trip getting up out of the chair or something. So, and it costs nothing. So the reason I chose this, the interesting part to me was that the article said that this seems to be a mostly Kansai thing. So this does kind of seem to be a regional quirk, particularly of the JR stations around here.
Yeah, I mean, I really think there's a lot in our environment that we just sort of get used to or don't question. And life is probably a lot more interesting if you have that sort of childlike mindset of looking at things and being like, yes, but why?
Right. Yeah. Can you think of any other examples, either in Japan or back home?
So in the United States, it is illegal to have open alcohol containers in your car. Broadly speaking.
Very true.
Open booze in a car. No, no.
Yeah.
But every state has like slightly different applications of this. Mm. So like in Arizona, drive-through liquor stores are legal. You just can't open the booze. There are drive-through liquor stores where you can pull up to a window and be like six pack of beer and they'll sell it to you.
Like
where I'm from, that's totally normal. Then I have a friend from Louisiana.
Oh, yeah. I had a Louisiana story. I was hoping that this would come up because I think I know where you're going. Yeah, this is good.
So she told me that they have drive-through liquor.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing they have to do to like have it be a closed container, quote unquote, is put a little tape over the straw.
Yep.
So you can go through like a drive-thru and get a huge freaking margarita.
Yep.
In a cup with a straw, like all ready to drink.
Yep.
But you just have to put a little tape over the top of the straw.
I have seen this with my own eyes when I was in Louisiana. It is 100% true. Blew my mind.
That is insane. It's a frozen drink. You have to drink it as soon as possible. That is the point for frozen drink.
I that's one of those things where it's just like, how does that still exist? How has nobody recognized that that's such a bad idea and stopped it?
I think they've recognized. They just don't care.
They probably just don't care. If you enjoyed today's episode, visit our homepage at studynow.jp and download our English News Study app. We also have a fun quiz app called American Dream, a YouTube channel with videos about culture, news, and English, and many other resources we think you'll love. Check out the show notes for links to all of these things. And this year, we're excited to launch a monthly contest where we'll ask for your thoughts on a topic, and one lucky response will win an Amazon gift card. For this episode, tell us the most interesting regional difference you know or have heard of, and we'll choose one and announce the winner on an upcoming episode. It's super easy to submit your answer. Just visit the Twitter link posted in the show notes for this episode. We look forward to hearing your response. Jessica, thank you so much for joining me today and covering a gamut of interesting topics. I kind of feel like I went on vacation talking about all these different places and customs with you today.
We've been around, right? Korea to Louisiana.
Sadly, I still don't have a frozen margarita after this conversation, though. So.
Well, it's not really margarita weather. I recommend a hot buttered rum.
Ooh. Well, speaking of hot buttered drinks, stay warm, and hopefully next time we talk, it'll be warmer weather and have some more fun conversation.
Sounds like a plan. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. And thank you to everyone out there for listening to Talking Back, the official podcast of Study Now, the English News Study app.